Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the line is radio.com sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi. You can listen to his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz.
Lombardi, what's up, my man? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, too. Hope all is well in the great city of Detroit. How are we doing?
During football season, it's never all well. So that's our general problem. I mean,
it's been a tough, when you're 1-4 over the last 5 weeks, it's never easy.
I guess where I want to start, the Freddie Kitchens thing, and it's a disaster, and we look at it from afar, and the national narrative is this dude should have been fired yesterday. And we're sitting here with Matt Patricia, who at times you feel like is the defensive Freddie Kitchens, where is this guy a capable coach? Is this guy anything more than a pretender? What is your read on Patricia here now, midway through year two?
Well, I mean, look, they're not very good defensively. I mean, let's just be real candid here. I mean, they've given up, the last time they've given up less than 400 yards was against the New York Football Giants, and we know that game went down to the final. It was a 5-point win. So structurally, defensively, they're slow. They can't rush the passer. When they play man-to-man, they cover for a little while, and then all of a sudden, because they don't have any rush, it becomes problematic. And, the other issue is defensively. I mean, when you can't get off the field on defense and your defense is out there playing over 30 minutes, your offense doesn't have enough chance to get control of the game. So I think defensively you've got to be concerned about their team. They're nowhere near where the Browns are in terms of the disorganization, the lack of fundamentals. I mean, all that stuff in Cleveland is pretty obvious to the casual fan. I think it's, the issue is, look, you got to fix the defense. You can't play defense like you did in New England because New England's offense was always getting ahead and you were playing and managing the game. This game here, I mean, you got a chance to beat the Raiders and your offense comes out there and has two really, when you break down the possession charts and you look at it and you say, wait a minute, hold on, that lost the game because we got an interception in the end zone. We got a sack out of field goal range at the end of the first half. And then we have to punt from the Raider 39 and we got to punt again. Those two possessions against a really bad Raider defense killed you.
When you look at Patricia, where do you see it going? I mean, do you think this is going to work or do you think this will end the way it usually ends with lying coaches?
Well, I don't know where it's going to go. I think if you're Matt, you got to develop your own personality, it can't be New England, right? Nobody can duplicate the success of the greatest coach of all time. And you've got to try to find your way within the program. I think they've looked better offensively than I've ever had. They got more toughness offensively. They don't have a running back that they can run. Kerryon Johnson losing, getting hurt, obviously was a huge problem for them. But they don't have a back. I mean, the offensive line is playing better than it did, I thought, last year. I think their issues are defensively. They're just slow on defense. They're big and slow, and that's never a great combination.
So I guess that brings us to the mystery man, because nobody here knows anything about Bob Quinn, and I assume you have at least some level of familiarity here. I mean, who is Bob Quinn? What exactly are we working with here?
Well, I mean, you got that's not a question to ask me. I mean, you had Ernie Accorsi, you had the whole Ford family interviewed him. I mean, Gil Brandt recommended that. I mean, that was the whole situation. If you don't know who he is after all this time, I don't know what to say. I mean, spent his career in New England, worked in pro personnel. He and Matt used to sit in the back of the room. They were together all the time. You knew one of them got a job, the other one was going to go with them. So they've been a partnership ever since.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the big problem. We start looking at this roster, Mike. I mean, you look at these drafts, they got a lot of kind of C+, B- guys. They'll make the roster, they'll stay on the team, but you're probably not giving them a second deal. And that's the issue. There's just he's not bringing in any high-level guys in the draft. He's got one. Well, he's got Golladay.
Yeah, well, Galladay's a really good player. And, you know, I think that you have to try to – you have to kind of find different avenues. It's just not always about the draft. You got to utilize the, your ability to find players. I mean, they paid a lot of money for Coleman. They paid a lot of money for Flowers. Both those guys were through us, with us in New England. You know, we got Coleman off the – basically off Seattle's practice squad. Flowers we took in the fourth round, and we drafted a defensive lineman named Geno Grissom before him. So we actually weren't – you know, we all love Flowers. And I love Trey to death, one of the great kids of all time. But there were some concerns about how long he could the shoulder, all those things. So, look, you got to get better. I mean, that's the bottom line is Bob was there 2 years before. I mean, essentially, Matt got hired because they wanted to get over that nine-win hump, right? Jim Caldwell's there. You're 9-7. You're 8-8. You're hanging in there. And then you want to get over the hump. You got to have better players.
No, and that's where we're all at. Is look, Caldwell was no great shakes, but he was one of the more successful Lion coaches in history. You get rid of him because 9-7 isn't good enough. You hire your friend. We all know it. You go 6-10 at the start, and now year two, you objectively have one of the three worst defenses in football. And we're all looking at this, going, "All right, well, this has just got to end."
Well, I mean, that's not the Ford family way of doing it. I mean, they rely on the league office. You got, you know, Ernie Accorsi picked the general manager. You should really probably have him on and find all those things out.
You've always said it. You've always said the league office, the only thing they know how to do is catch the train. Like, the league
They're
office.
They're really good at that.
Yeah.
They're really good at that.
You that's know, not who you want.
I think ultimately, you know, what happens is you got to have your own identity. You got to be the Detroit Lions. Have to have the, it's one of the greatest franchises in football, right? You know, it's one of the things that you have to have. And I think, you know, I wrote about this for The Athletic. I think you have to have, you know, your ownership group has to understand that it's really important. At least they have to have common sense, right? And you've got to be able to create stability. You've got to preserve the pride of the franchise. I mean, when I look at those uniforms, do you realize that Al Davis stole the silver from the Detroit Lions? When I look at those uniforms, I think, oh, my God, they had the greatest uniforms in football. Why would they ever change them? Why would they ever change that uniform in the history of the team? But that's, you know, that's what they do. They, you know, what happens in sports is people have to rely on other people for help because they don't know really where to get information. They didn't really interview very many people for the Detroit Lions job. They wanted to hire the guy. They relied on Ernie, and Ernie hired Bob.
Yeah, well, and it's not dissimilar from what the Jets did. I mean, you had, what was it, Casserly went and hired his old assistant, right? Isn't that what Joe
that's
Douglas?
Right. That's exactly
or
right.
Or McKagan, yep. Rather. Excuse me.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's where, if you're in the league, and, you know, obviously I'm not, if you have somebody sponsor, it's called sponsorship. You need sponsorship in the league. Remember this. The NFL is never about being selected for jobs. It's being electable. That's the key.
Well, all right. So then – Mike, I guess the problem is too, but you know, let me tell you how every phone call ends here, and it's probably no different than Washington, D.C., or maybe if you're a Jet fan. It's just, they'll never win unless blank sells the team. Well, newsflash, I can't make them sell the team, but this has been now, it's what, they bought the team in what, 63? It's 65 years of futility. I mean, we're all sitting here and going, how do you not at least trip into something?
Well, I mean, you know, look, they're never going to – they don't have to sell the team to win. They just have to get their – they have to get their – they have to understand what it takes to be an owner. I mean, and I think, you know, there's always been a structure in Detroit. It's one of the great franchises of all time. There's always been a structure in Detroit that you never understood, whether it was, you know, LaWand and Mayhew, whether it was giving Matt all the authority and not allowing really anybody to oversee it. I mean, it's really – it goes back to – what they really want, you know, and how they want to run it. The vision of the company. Look, there's a reason why most teams in the NFL lose. There's a reason why. It's because most owners don't give you those five things I wrote about in The Athletic that you need to have to be able to build a winner. And look, no one is going to duplicate what they do in New England because there's only one man alive that can do that. That's one man alive. You know, he's the only one that can do that, and he did it. And I don't want to hear he didn't do it in Cleveland. He failed because we were winning in Cleveland, and we all got fired because the owner just really didn't like the program. And that's always an owner's ability to say that.
Mike, last thing, and I got to ask, just because you've referenced it a couple of times, and I'm kind of taken aback by it based on maybe you mean something different than what I'm thinking. You said the Lions are one of the great franchises. I look at it as they're pathetic. What exactly do you mean? We're driving at two different things here. So what are you trying to say?
Oh, look, I think it's you talking about when you talk about some of the things where football starts, and the town of the state of Michigan is incredible, right? You know, it's the whole thing. I mean, Thanksgiving football, football in Michigan, the uniform, the history of the franchise. Yes, they haven't been to a Super Bowl, but there's great history in that. They're one of the founding teams. To me, they're no different than the Bears. The Bears have won. So it's to me, it's always that case. They've had stability within the owner. They just haven't made really good decisions at ownerships. I mean, that's ultimately really the issue. There's been too many people in the ear of the owner that's had influence, whether it's been internally, whether it's been externally.
Do me a solid as a I'm originally from New York as a Giants fan. Can you please dedicate something on GM Shuffle to getting Dave Gettleman fired? Please, God. Please.
You know, Dave, there's a perfect example. Dave Gettleman and Ernie are best friends. I had a sign in my office in Oakland. If you don't like change, you're going to like irrelevance even less. The New York football Giants refuse to change. They're stuck in their time. They changed in 1979 when they brought George Young in, when Pete Rozelle made him hire George Young and go outside the family. But right now, the Giants are a family-run business, and family-run businesses sometimes get stuck in generational gears, and they can't change. And I think ultimately that's what's going on there.
Oh, it's a lemonade stand. I could talk about that all day. I appreciate it, Mike. Again, GM Shuffle, your stuff over on The Athletic. We will talk to you again a little later in the year, okay?
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, Mike Lombardi. 97.1.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. Listen to Michael Lombardi on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on Radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.